Okay, guys, so we're on, and it's another Tuesday night, 8 p.m. East Coast time and 6 p.m. Mountain time. And so we've got a great show tonight, and it was your idea. So share with everyone what we're talking about, because I got texted about it already.
I mean, keeping in mind that my mom listens to this, too, you know, but my mom, this is the oak tree that I fell from. My mom and my dad always both taught me to have a curious mind and be a student of life, and this is a subject that I've heard of, but I never really studied it before. And I knew you knew a little something about it because you had touched on it on a call we had one time. And so I picked the subject, and I also found out that I had been mispronouncing it. I called it tantric sex, but it's tantric sex, like tundra.
Only if you're in the deep south, then it's probably tantric, right? It's all good.
Yes, and you know, I gotta say, tantric, I've heard people use it like that. And it kind of always sounded like spastic to me, the word tantric. And it kind of made sense to me because, you know, if you watch a woman having a real orgasm, not like that Meg Ryan shit, you know, but a real orgasm, it kind of looks a little bit spastic, wouldn't you say? It's twitchy and jerky and they're convulsing. And it's really not the most attractive thing. So the idea of having spastic sex never sounded very sexy to me.
That's fun. I'm going to just say something else. It's been so long. I'm kidding. I'm not really kidding. So, I'm just kidding. I really am. So,
you are
tantric sex. I am. So, but tantric sex, tell us what you know about it. And because I know that, can I say this before you say anything? I feel like you and your guy have done that and just have like maybe a soul knowing how to do that or whatever, how you want to say that, because there is such a closeness with you two, right? Do you feel that way as well?
I do, because when I was reading a little up on the tantric sex stuff, I was like, well, this is us anyway, you know? I mean, not all the time, because, you know, sometimes you're in the mood for just, you know, just going at it, you know. It depends on the mood you're both in. Sometimes it's tender and slow, and sometimes it's rough and tumble, you know. So, but I was reading, and it's like, you know, to deepen your spiritual connection, deepen your closeness, and it's also used as a form of enlightenment and learning how to feel true reverence for your partner. And I felt like, I kind of feel like we already do that, you know. But because things I've heard over the years when it's mentioned, it sounded like it was like hours long, like hours of lovemaking. And I mean, you know, we're in our 50s. I don't know if we can handle it for hours. But it's not. It doesn't mean it has to be hours. It just means your breathing is in sync and you're maintaining eye contact and you're really focusing on giving and receiving, but at different times. So it's like, it's not like you do this to me and I'm going to do this to you. It's like, okay, I'm going to be the receiver for an hour or whatever, however long you want, you know, and I'm just going to focus on how that feels instead of thinking ahead and thinking, I want to touch you here. I want to do this to you. It's thinking, I'm just going to enjoy the moment. I'm going to enjoy all the sensations, and then you're going to enjoy all the sensations. So, you know, and I feel like we do that, you know. So, so maybe we've been doing this all along and we didn't know.
Wow. Yeah. So, that's something though. When you guys didn't even know how to do it and you just did it anyway. Excuse me while I treat my dog. Hey guys, stop it. Two sisters fighting, or play fighting. So you guys, just did it out of just like such a closeness and everything. Do you think that's something you learn, or do you think that it's something that you practice? Well, hopefully you practice. What's your thoughts on that? Because I want to talk about it, but hopefully you practice, right? So like,
A lot. Yep. Well, the thing with us, we always had a great physical connection. That was always a huge part of our relationship. It's like it's you know, but it's not just sex. It's the whole mind, body, spirit thing. It's the heart connection, the mind connection. It's like we have these great conversations and they're like foreplay. You know, they're like foreplay leading up to then you want to attack this person because they said something that just blew your mind, you know. And so I don't even feel like it was like learned. It was just like something that happened. But I'm looking up, like all these positions and stuff. And you know, you can find it all over the web. If anybody wants to learn anything about it, look up just about every even Cosmopolitan magazine has a thing on it. Only, of course, they have cutesy little names for their positions, you know. But I'm looking at these positions, and I'm going, well, we've done all the.
So it's like a specific position. Okay, so what I'm learning from you, and I want to share something too as well, is that the breathing is in sync. The eyes are, you're gazing at each other, which is super intense, I think, mm-hmm. right? Or so I've heard.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Super intense. And then you're in sync with your breathing in certain positions. And what about the connection with you and he? Is it a different kind of connection? Or he and you, or is it feel like it's more one? Or do you feel
it feels
so
like it's, yeah, it feels like it's more tender, I guess. It feels less animalistic, I guess is the word I would use. It feels like it's more of a heart connection, you know, because it's like slow and sensual and, you know, that's kind of the stuff that I was reading. It's like, oh, okay, now I get this. You know, this is like slow and taking your time and just really focusing on each other. And what interested me was when you had a call about this one time and you touched on it a little bit, you were using it, you said you can really use this to manifest what you want. And I think as a couple, that's great because you will always say, you know, your orgasmic energy is like the strongest energy. And I've read that in so many holistic health things, you know, where it's like, that's like the strongest energy on earth, like physical energy that you can, you know, exert. It's stronger than anger. It's stronger than whatever. And when you're focusing all this energy on a goal, you're using it to manifest what you want sooner than you would if you weren't doing that. And so I'm thinking, okay, as a couple, if you're both focused on that something, a goal, and it could be anything.
Right.
It can be the obvious closeness, or it could be we want to buy a boat or something like that. You know, if you're both focusing your energy on that, then, you know, two has got to be better than one, right?
There you go. So they say.
Double the energy.
So it's all good.
Double the energy. Yes.
Okay. That's cool. So I'm asking you questions because it's almost like I get a chance to interview you because you're in a relationship now where you guys are so close and you're in sync and you're thinking as one, and you realize that you're both spiritual, and you get along, and you like each other, and you love each other, and all those things, and so you would like to manifest with it, right? Using the sexual energy, and maybe you guys want to do a boat or a new whatever. Have you talked about that with him?
No, I was throwing stuff out there for what people generally want. You know, for us, I feel like if there's nothing like it, that it would be material. It's just a way to deepen your relationship. You know, you feel like, oh, I can't love this person any more than I already do. And then you wake up the next day and you go, wow, I love them more than I did yesterday.
Wow.
And so I think there's always that room for growth where you can deepen your relationship. And you know, we're both open and uninhibited, and you know, there's always room for experimentation. And I was reading this. There's a book written by I think it's Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson called
right.
"Great Sex Made Simple: Tantric Tips to Deepen Intimacy and Heighten Pleasure." So they were saying, you know, there's four things. They said, focus on your breathing and trying to synchronize your breathing and maintaining eye contact. And they said, focus on giving and receiving at different times. And then they said, you talk about sex. Because I guess some people have a problem talking about sex, but we don't. But that was, you know, for people out there who feel awkward or maybe their partner's more inhibited than they are, it's kind of a way of opening up the conversation and breaking the taboos. And that's what their fourth thing was, to explore and explore taboos together. And whether it's a minor thing or a major thing, it's being open to being flexible and not limiting yourself and your view about yourself and what you think that you like. So being open to experimenting with different, you know, things that you might have thought was taboo and saying, okay, I'm going to be open to this. Maybe I'll like it. You know, something that I never thought I would like, maybe I will like. So it really, the whole idea, it's a Hindu spiritual physical principle of, you know, linking the whole mind body spirit connection, but it's with another person. And so
right.
I find that very intriguing. Yeah. So I figure you could educate me.
I think you're doing a good job of educating me. All good. So anyway, let's talk about it. Like, you and your guy there, you guys are, thank you for sharing, being so open. I appreciate it, Di, more than you know. You know, I'm going to start it off like this. I had a shaman healer. He's amazing. And he told me about tantric sex. And he said, Tariq, he was very open sexually. And he had a girlfriend mm-hmm. that was as well. And he said, we wanted a big screen TV. Now, this is years ago. Gosh, this was back, should it be 2000. And it was before my mom passed away. And I was working with him. And he said, he goes, you can use sexual energy to manifest, to make things happen. And he goes, me and my lady, he said, we would think about, we wanted a large big screen TV. And, you know, this is years ago, and now this is nothing. I mean, you get one for $100. And he said, we started having sex, and both of us started thinking about that and concentrating on our breathing. But what we did was we brought the breath up through the chakras, you know, the root chakra and so on. And he said, and then he goes, we forgot about the orgasm. We're not forgetting, I'm using that term. He goes, but we thought about that TV, and then we just thought about we were together, and we were having sex, but then it became about we were out of our bodies, and this TV didn't matter. And he said, we obviously got the TV, and then we got so much more, you know, closeness and everything like that. And he said, but you can use that. You can use that sex to manifest and create things. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And mm-hmm. I asked him. I said, do you have to be with a partner, or can you do it with masturbation? And he said, you can do it either way. And so, you know, I let that go. And I remember doing a show on this years ago. Gosh, it was probably in 2012, 2013, maybe. And mm-hmm. So then I'm going to be really open now. I hope people don't shoot me, but this is what I do. Okay. So this is a couple months ago, and I had just came through a really big thing with, you know, my breast and all that. And I had some dental work done too as well. And so, you know how you get financially strapped, right? And I was financially strapped because mm-hmm. I had let a couple of clients go that brought in a large sum of money, you know, every month, but I wasn't really helping them. And I know they weren't helping me, and we weren't helping each other. It wasn't a mutual respect. So it was time for them to go their way. And it was a time for me to redo the business, right? So I'm sitting there meditating, right? And I wanted to move because I needed a bigger place. And I said, God, I just need a bigger place. And then I saw, this seems kind of crazy, right? So I saw Jesus, right? You know, Jesus. And see, I always see Jesus like the ascended master Jesus. And he started talking to me about sex. I said, why is Jesus talking to me about sex, right? You know, this is in the... Like, okay. Oh, I hope my dad's not listening. I'd be just a killer.
My mom is.
Yeah, so... you know, like, anyway, so because my father's a strong born-again Christian, he's cool about it. And so he starts talking to me about sex, and he said manifesting with sex. So I remember Robert, you know, the Brazilian guru, talking to me about a shaman healer, and you and I have talked about it sometimes, and I, you know, and then I said, okay, manifesting with sex. So I went and I looked it up, and I watched several videos, and if you just type in manifesting with sex on YouTube, it will show you a lot of different videos. So I was like, Jesus, are you sure? And, you know, he's like, yeah, I'm sure. And so anyway, I'm looking at the videos, and it's true. So I'm listening to a couple talk about it, and they're talking about bringing up, the guy's telling on the video, he says, here's what you do. He goes, you get yourself in such a state of excitement, however you do that, if you're by yourself or you're with your love. And he says you get yourself in such a state of excitement, and then you stop and you think about breathing in and up through the chakras, and you think about what you're manifesting, right? For me, I wanted mm-hmm. to manifest a new home. And so I was like, okay. And so I would vision, and that's hard to do, to train your mind to stop in various yes. stages of excitement. I just said, okay.
That's yeah. what, yeah, right, that seems to be like what the wall you'd run into.
yeah. So I said, Tatum, Channing, will you wait just a second? Or Chatham, Channing, whatever. Thing. It's actually really good looking. I'm
Tatum,
teasing us. Yeah, Tatum, Channing. Wait just a second, I'll be back. Anyway, I'm teasing, but. So I started doing that. I said, okay, let me start. So I think about what I want to manifest, you know, for, you know, like a new home. And then I was like about doing workshops and, you know, in different places. And then I thought about people. One of the mantras I use is I command my consciousness and my subconscious to work together to help people, as many people as I can. And I said that when stopping myself and that's hard to do because you got to train yourself. And, you know, because you want to give back, too. I recognize giving back. My new home was for so I could help people and help, you know, that would help me and, you know, my dogs and whatnot. And so, and then I would think about the breathing and see the chakras. And then I'm telling you something that was such an amazing orgasm. I'm telling you about this. I can't believe this, but it doesn't matter. Orgasm when I finally... It was when I let go, you know what I mean? But I had that mm-hmm. idea in my head. And remember this, you know, I was really financially, as I said, strapped. And it's a nice way of saying you're, you know, and I got my new house or my new place 60 days later, right? Mm-hmm. And I did mm-hmm. not have the funds to do that. And, you know, because it's quite a bit of money most of the time to move into a new place, right? And anyway, I'm so grateful for that. And so, you know, and then that is how I, you know, I did it. Do you understand what I mean? But when I was mm-hmm. when I was orgasming, I remember seeing a, like feeling the energy of like the universe around me and that it was happening. And so, but that's one step, right? And then there's a step after mm-hmm. that, you know, you're with the angels, you're with God, however. And then you realize that to take it to a whole new step, that energy that you think is outside of you in the universe is actually inside of you, and you know, you got to, and you tap into it. And that's been the whole new lesson that I've just recently started learning too as well. Does that make sense? Is that sound like
it does?
Crazy?
It does. Yes, it does. You know. And I think that, but that's, you know, how do you train your mind to stop? Because when you're kind of reaching that point of no return, your mind isn't really engaged. Your brain is not functioning. That, to me, seems like it would be the biggest roadblock, because you get to the point where you want to climax. You don't care. You know, I don't care about that TV
right.
anymore. I'm not thinking about
the
TV.
Right.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
That's going to be hard. Yeah, how do you?
It is.
You have to, probably it's better if you practice on yourself. Honestly, it's probably better if you practice, if you or, you know, one or both of you practice by yourself
yeah.
so that you learn how to do mind over matter, kind of, because that would be difficult.
it was, because I, you know, I'm practicing on myself, right? And, but to learn to control, to stop whatever you're, you know, mm-hmm. when we're making love with somebody or having sex or whatever it is you want to call it, you know, you're mm-hmm. really in that heat of the moment, and you have to stop yourself and think about what you're looking to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Robert told me, he says, Therese, think about manifesting not only for yourself, but for humanity, because we're light workers, right? And mm-hmm. so, you know, I would say what I'm looking to manifest, a new home. And I, you know, and that I got that command, the conscious and subconscious, from Tony Robbins, and I was like, that worked for me, okay. And mm-hmm. he says that every time that he does, you know, goes and does a workshop or teaches people, however he does it, and it does. But it doesn't, you know, tantric sex is great, but buddy, we can take it to a whole new level, and which I started doing. you know, when you start thinking about, because we think we've got to go outside and find that energy, but man, that energy is within us that, you know, and every time I have a thought now, like, you know, I can't do it, or I won't be able to make this or do this, then I get this thing that says, there's something that I wrote down from Stuart Wilde. He does a lot with tantric sex. Okay, he does a lot with miracles, tantric sex, creating miracles in your life, having great sex and all that. But he says, you know, you see that, do you ever have a negative thought? He's a jackass, she's a jackass, right? Or I don't like that person.
Of course.
You know, I do it. Okay, I do too. So I had this really negative thought, and I go, okay, this is not helping me manifest, okay, or helping me with the tantric sex that I'm able to do by myself or with another soul. How do I change this, right? So, and that's hard because you know, you got to really have a, how do I say this? You really got to have a clear conscience, but you got to be coming from a really high vibration. And anger and being pissed off is just not a high vibration. You know what I mean? And so that's what I understand. So when I have a negative thought, like today, I was thinking about that situation with that lady, right? Remember? I'm just letting it go, die.
A lady pissed you off.
Oh, yeah, she did. And so I said to myself, I go, I do accept that thought. And I know it's contrary to the unlimited energy that's within me. So that way I can recognize that unlimited energy is within me instead of outside of me that I got to go find. It's there already, you know. And that's been something new that I've just recently learned. So the tantric is great, but that energy is within you rather than outside of you. And you know, and that's been me, you know, by myself. You've been doing it with your guy for years, you know, and so, but it takes practice. And I would masturbate before I would try to do it with my guy, because you got to train your brain, buddy. There's nothing, a point of no return. You're like, oh, so close.
And yes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stop. You're going to have to keep going. I can't stop and think. Forget that stinking boat.
Yeah, you do it for both of us, right? Exactly.
Exactly.
You do.
You got to carry the load.
Perfect, I guess. Yeah, there you go. Wow. But, you know, there's times I'm like, oh, screw it, I'm just going to finish. And then there was, you know, then I learned to train my mind not to do that. And there's a lady on YouTube. Her name is Teal Swan, T-E-A-L, Swan, like the bird. And she does a lot with this manifesting with sex. And there is another lady on there who she was on there. I was actually watching her video yesterday or today. I don't remember, but she was talking about, she had a client who wanted to do something with social media, and she was showing them how to use the sexual energy to have a great social media campaign. Isn't that cool?
We need to do that, Cherie. Does that mean that we post naked pictures of ourselves on social media? No, I think not. People would just laugh at me.
Can you imagine? Your mom, my dad, my sister, everybody. Okay, get them all up there.
My daughter would laugh.
Right? You're so beautiful. Your daughter is like, oh, mom. But anyway, so yeah, you know, she does. She was talking about that and how successful the campaign was, right? And and then she goes, you can use it for spirituality. So, you know, I think Teal Swan talked about how you can, you know, tonight's a full moon, so it starts tonight with the breathing and the going through the chakras. But Teal Swan was talking about how you can use it to open your psychic abilities too. Isn't that cool? I like that, right?
I read about a lot of, like I said, the holistic health stuff and clearing out your chakras and clearing out your body, clearing out all the negative energy. And they always say, like, an orgasm is just like a giant blower that just blows through your body. It blows that negative, sticky, crappy energy out of your body that you've been hanging around with. And, I mean, you can feel that. Even people who are not metaphysical, you feel that. When after an orgasm, you feel completely at peace, completely relaxed. You roll over and fall asleep. It's like you're totally de-stressed. So it's like the greatest energy release. And so if you're harnessing that energy, and like you're saying, it's not energy from the universe, it's all that energy is really within yourself. And so you're using that to kind of focus that energy on getting what you want. And I think that I believe in that. I mean, I haven't tried to do that before, but I know I've used manifesting to get what I want. And you know, sometimes it's taken me years to get it, but then finally it's like, okay, I'm where I'm at. I mean, you and I have both talked about my horrible long drive from Oklahoma to Colorado when I moved back here 6 years ago. Yeah. You know, that was one of the lowest points of my life. And the whole way out here, when I was driving, I just kept repeating that mantra to myself. I kept saying, I'm moving to Colorado to live in a house in the mountains with the man of my dreams. And I kept repeating, you know, I'm living in Colorado in the mountains with the man of my dreams. And so, you know, 6 years later, I'm finally going to get that. But I mean, that I know when you get focused on a goal and you're saying, I'm achieving this goal right now. It's not something that I'm saying I want or I need. It's saying, I already have this. I just don't see it in front of me right now, but I already have this. I'm getting it right now. You really do bring that closer to you because it's that belief that you're going to get it. And so I think especially if you both have mastered the art of holding yourself back from climaxing while you focus on that, if there's two of you, that's double the energy. You know, that's double the desire. It's got to work better, you know. So if you think, and I mean, obviously, most of the literature I read was saying, you know, using it to manifest closeness as a couple and enlightenment. That kept coming up, you know, the Hindu principles of enlightenment. And so that's my question to you now: how would you say this would make someone feel like they're more enlightened after they've practiced this and they're doing it with their partner or with themselves? How does that elevate your enlightenment?
Okay, I do love how you say that. You are so funny. How does that elevate your enlightenment? Okay, I need to share this with you. Okay, so but I want to say this first. Stuart Wilde says, how to create miracles in your life. The law, it's like the law of attraction. That is one of the best videos I have seen, and I'm using it now. But I started, you know, with Jesus telling me, I was like, why is Jesus talking to me about sex, right? Well, you know, I understand, you know, when you believe in the ascended master, you know, that's a whole nother story for a different day. But look at that. Also look at manifesting with sex. And then after that, look at Stuart Wilde, how to create miracles in your life. So I'm going to share this with you. I think that we wear... How to say this? That we wear this limited thinking like a wetsuit, and we have to peel it off. Okay, so mm-hmm. You know, I've been working on manifesting, and I had to do a whole new set of daily rituals. You know, adding sex, masturbation, whatever you know, each of us have we use, right? It all works. And then I created this meditation. Right? I was like, I wonder if it works. So is it okay if I share that with you? So
yeah,
she was, well, you know. Okay, so because I told you about it. So I go, okay, manifesting, and then we've got to realize that energy is not outside of us. It is that wonderful energy inside of us, that great energy that helps us create anything we choose. So I did this manifesting or meditation about meeting a new guy to help you, you know, that you can channel to help you do whatever you want to do. And so, anyway, I go, let me see if it works. I used it on me. So then I...
Well, yeah.
So I'm thinking, yeah, right?
We are our favorite guinea pigs.
There you go. So anyway, I'm using the manifestation, you know, or the meditation tape, or not tape, but the one I recorded. And so I see this man or this angel. He comes up to me and he goes, I'm Marcus. And I go, figures, I would get an angel named Marcus or another one maybe named Betty or Harry. Right. I'm thinking. Go dig jar. You know, people get Saint Germain or whatever, but I get Marcus. You know. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, and then I just say, oh, I'm going to bed now, because I get up and meditate and write meditations, record them really early in the morning. I'm going to put it on Angel Coach's YouTube channel, so just the guys keep checking it out. But because this one really works, I was like, Marcus. So the next morning I got up and I told you guys, remember? I said, I mean, yeah. I searched, what was that? I searched meditation. It was like Marcus, our angels or guides. And then I hit, you know, go and see if there's anything. And here's mm-hmm. Archangel Marcus. I was like, who knew?
Who knew there was a Marcus Archangel? Maybe there's a Betty.
Yeah, maybe I'll be finding Betty, Willie, and Harry. Okay. You know what I mean? So he's an archangel. Yeah, Archangel Marcus. He's an angel of love, and he's also he is an apprentice to Michael, and he helps with light workers, light beings, and healing. I was like, oh, how cool is that, right? So, you know, I saw him. I go, this is a dude I saw, and, you know, like just like him. And, or the angel, sorry, I should say that. So, anyway, I go, I went back to sleep, right? You know, and then the next morning I'm like, let me use that meditation again, tell how well it works. So I did the meditation again, and then I was expecting to see Marcus, right? This other guy shows up, and he goes, I'm Daniel. I'm like, I get another one nobody's ever heard of, right? So I did do the manifesting with sex, okay? So and I've done that several times, right? First of all, it's fun. You know, second of all, you can manifest. And third, it, you know, when sexual energy, I think, is part of God. So anyway, I did that. And then lo and behold, here's Daniel. So I go, I'm not going to be a naysayer. No naysaying here. So I went, and, you know, I've seen angels forever, okay? And, you know, guys and all that. I go, but I'm not going to be a naysayer, okay? See, you know, because they're probably staying over there in heavenly, and I told you so, okay? And so I looked him up, and Daniel is the angel of marriage. Who knew, right? And
I didn't know there was one.
Sign me up, right? Or, you know, or maybe not, just be in love, right? It doesn't really matter. And so he's an angel of marriage, healing, okay, love, and helping light workers too. I probably need a lot of help, right? It's like in the gym when I've got people to the trainers over there trying to help me do a bicep curl. Like I need to. And, but anyway, he's a great angel, and I'm very fortunate, right? Who knew that meditation really does work?
You know, you need to share the meditation with everyone.
I mean, it's a few minutes long. So if you want the meditation, you can hit me up on Facebook. You know, Angel Coaches or Dear Angel, because that's our Facebook page. Or you know, Taria Abbott Angel Coach. You can hit Diane up for it as well. But yes, if you want that meditation, let us know. So because it worked, right? But I tell you, it was the next step after manifesting with, manifesting with sex or tantric sex, right? So I had to do that before I could get this, you know, and realize, because you always know in theory that this energy's in you. They say, oh, the energy's in you. You're all part of God, you know, spirit, whatever. But I really get that now. And to trying to understand that anything that is like a different thought, you know, like a negative thought, is, you know, it's so different. I mean, it really hurts us with, it's just different than that great energy within us, right? So I think what I'm trying to say is, like, you can manifest at a 10, which is realizing that, you know, that thought that, you know, I like to meet a new angel, or I like to work with a new guide, I like to channel, you know, that's a great thought, right? But if you say, you know, who the hell is this guy or this girl here? Why is she talking to me? Why is he being mean or whatever? That's contrary to that great energy that's within you that you can use for the power of good, you know? And and for your own life, for everybody's life, you know, if you're a light worker, that appeals to you. So that's what I'm really trying to remember, is to take that second skin off that really that holds me back, and not anybody but myself, and say, okay, I'm going to manifest, use the sex to manifest and to meditate. And, you know, I in one of my manifesting, you know, where I'm learning to do that, I said, I really want to open my psychic abilities even more. And look, I mean, I'm meeting Marcus and Daniel.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knew there was an angel of marriage, right? Which is funny, coming to me. You know what I mean? Because you know how I am. Okay. I want to be married someday. Not today. And anyway. Yeah, not today.
What is it your ex-husband said? Your ex-husband said he was going to play something when you rocked down the aisle.
Oh, a song. Highway to Hell. That's right.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, okay, thanks, Percy. And I call him my husband, you know. So anyway, that's a whole nother. Yeah, my husband.
Yeah.
Been 100 years ago when we were married. But yeah, so that's kind of cool, huh? You know what I mean? How do you feel about that? I talked way too much, so share with me what you're feeling. You know,
that's why I was asking you. I felt like you were, you know, a little more educated on this than I was. I was trying to do a little quick study and learn a few things because I've heard the term all my life and never really looked into what are they talking about. And you know, I'm reading this and I'm going, okay. Is this so much more mind blowing than just regular sex? Because that's pretty hard to beat, you know. but it's really about, you know, deepening your relationship and feeling closer to that person. And so I think a lot of people have been doing that. Although I have to say there are some positions in there that I was looking at that you do have to be more of an acrobat than I am. It kind of almost looks like, you know, Scott and I would need to get our reading glasses on, and I mean, that might break the moment. Hold on, honey. You just stay there on one elbow and a knee while I look up the illustration again.
That's funny.
And I'll be there with a torn rotator cuff, you know, going, I'm just going to roll over here and turn on the TV while you get all spastic with yourself, you know. You're better than Comedy Central. Good show, honey. But, you know. Some of those.
That's good.
And I'm reading stuff about them, and I'm going, okay, this one's supposed to be really good, but it requires people who are very, very limber. And does it really make it better? I mean, do these positions have to be, you know, off the charts crazy for you to feel like, well, we really topped it off that time?
Hopefully not. We always enjoy all of them, right? I mean, you know, women and men, and you and Scott, you guys have such a sweet connection and sexual and sweet and all those things, and you're best friends, which I really respect, as well as being lovers. And I know you've worked with that, you know, worked on that relationship. But, you know, is it the position or is it just the feeling, right? Do you understand that, you know, all that? What do you think? I mean,
I feel like I couldn't get hung up on really getting those positions because it looks like I would need a twister board. It looks like, okay, you put your left hand on the green circle. Because some of them look a little bit complicated, and I think you would lose the moment. So I guess I would advise people who really wanted to try every different position to memorize them first before you try this in bed. But I don't think it's so much about the position. It seemed to be the importance was that your breathing is synchronized. And why is that so important? Is it so that you'll have an orgasm at the same time? Or is it just so that you're breathing in sync and that's supposed to
be good, right?
Synchronized breathing. What does that do?
You know, can I tell you something? I every morning I do something with personal development, and I like different speakers. So one of the speakers I really enjoy was Tony Robbins, and you know, because he used to help support these kids, his whole high school class, or you know, from grade school to high school, whoever made it through high school, he pays for them to go to college, and it's in a high risk community or neighborhood. Anyway, so he was also talking about relationships, you know, because we learned a lot through relationships. And he says one of the first things that he teaches couples to do or taught couples to do in the past was to synchronize their breathing. And what happens is when you do that, when you're breathing like your man or you're breathing like your woman or you guys are both breathing together, it really makes you feel close to that person. And I've done it when I've done Reiki, and it's true. You get such a deeper connection, I find, with that person that I'm doing Reiki on. You know what I mean? And I know that, yeah, it works. So it makes you feel
never
super close to that person.
Yeah,
maybe you do it without even knowing.
You and
Scott are very open and free with one another. I think because you've got a strong friendship too, as well. I feel maybe, and super attracted to each other doesn't hurt. But the friendship that you guys have built over the time is key here. I think. But maybe you do it without even trying, right? So,
I know. I guess I've never paid attention.
Yeah, I know, right? So, but you're doing it without really trying. Tantric sex with a one-night stand. Do you think that would work with a one-night stand? Let's do tantric sex. Mm-hmm. So
it would be more like masturbation, I would think, because with a one-night stand, you don't know them that well. It would be more like having sex with yourself, only they're the dildo. It's like, okay, you're the toy. You don't require batteries, but I don't really know you. Because, I mean, I think the tantric sex is more for closeness with your partner, but if you don't know them at all, it's purely physical. Generally, when you're having that one night stand, it's just purely physical urges. So it's not like I'm saying I want to love you for the rest of my life. I want a spiritual connection. You're saying I just want to be like two animals rutting, you know. So I think you could do it, but it would almost be like thinking it as a form of masturbation, where, you know, only I don't need a toy, I've got you. But I'm gonna manifest for myself, because if it's a one night stand, it's not like you've got these joint ventures in mind. You don't have this joint desire to deepen a connection if you both know it's a one night stand. Of course, both of you may not know it's a one night stand.
Right.
Only one
right.
of you may be privy to that information, you know. So
that's
I don't know.
Funny.
What do you think? Can you do that with a one night stand?
You know, maybe if you guys are two spiritual people, but, you know, I don't know. One night stands are okay, I guess, but I think it would be harder, but not impossible. Nothing's impossible. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. True.
So that's what I feel, you know, too, as well. Mm-hmm. So, but you, I think as long as you know, that you keep an open mind to, you know, with whether you masturbate, whether you're with your guy or your girl or whatever, as long as you keep your mind open to manifesting, not only for yourself, but for humanity, I think anything, you know, you want to help people. That's your intention, helping yourself, helping others. Man, how can you do it wrong? You just get better, you know what I mean, doing it, you know, or whatever. So I think, you know, too, as well. And your spirituality grows, and then you can develop a higher awareness. One of the videos I saw, there was a guy that was, he and his wife were, you know, using tantric sex, and she healed herself of, I think it was breast cancer. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So I was like, wow, you know, how cool is that? You know, so their centers were open, their higher awareness, and so you never know what you can do when you just put it out there, I think, you know, so.
Well, Sting swears by it, you know. Sting, you know, the singer, he swears by it. And I think that's why a lot of people are familiar with it, because he's talked about it. And it makes people curious. But it, to me, I'd always heard the term, and it sounded like some very erotic, different, not taboo, but almost, you know, way more sensual kind of a sex than what I would think as regular sex. But it's really not. It's stuff that we've probably all done, but just not calling it by that name. It's more of a sensual lovemaking. But there's just definitely some things there that they've, you know, pointed out. This is what you need to focus on. Focus on your breathing. Focus on looking at each other. And it's slow, and it's a slower process where it's like one partner is the giver and one's the receiver, and then you take turns, and you are supposed to just focus on feeling all the sensations instead of worrying about what you're going to do next, you know, and vice versa. And so then, you know, it would get to a point where you're both dying to climax. And so then that's what I keep thinking. How hard is that? Then you've got to say, wait a minute, wait a minute. We need to, think about what we want. Yeah, we need to think about what we both want now. Hold that thought.
Yeah. I'm getting there. I'm almost there.
Right, there's always one.
Yeah. There's always one.
That's cute. You know, I tell you too as well, thinking about I met a guy and we went out a few times and then, you know about him because I told you about him. He did a whole production with me. It was literally hours from the shower. Remember, guys? I told you about him?
Yes. It was a production.
Okay.
Yes.
It was a big production. But, yes. And I remember thinking he was doing this so I would remember him or want to be with him, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to say, but it wasn't
impress
like a
you.
Heart connection. Yeah, impress
right.
me, right?
To impress you.
It wasn't a heart.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, at the end of the day, it was one of the worst times I'd ever had, but I'm not going out with you again. And, but, yeah, sounds bad, doesn't it? But he had, what I felt with him was that he was trying to impress me. And it wasn't about me. It was that's just who he is with a woman. And I feel like that. But what I really got from that situation was, I told you about someone I met years ago who was very important to me, and he died in a car accident and super important to me. And so it wasn't about impressing. It was just being one. I mean, like, we were together and, you know, cooking in the kitchen, mm-hmm. you know, going out and having these long conversations and, you know, and being together. But it was like that was more of a connection, tantric kind of connection, than this guy that took 4 hours with the shower, the massage, the oil, right? I would rather have that Sean, okay, you know, who was, you know, who died, right, than something like that, because it felt more real, more spiritual, more connection, and I will never forget the time I spent with him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where the other one, you know, I don't know. And I think we all
rehearsed
that at some. Yeah, it was really rehearsed, and you know, it's like make sure that you know it's not to do this again. You know, so anyway, I'm not teasing about what sounds bad, doesn't it? Like I listen to how I sound.
I will never do this again with somebody who really wants to pamper me.
Forget it.
It's true, though. It is true. We've all had our moments where there was such a great connection with someone. And for me, it was with Scott. You know, I mean, when we were together before. And I think we both still remember there were certain times where it was like something so simple. I remember one time I was cooking dinner, and he came up to me in the kitchen, and the next thing you know, we're going at it while I'm at the stove. And that was, aww. You know, so unrehearsed and spontaneous, and it was awesome. And, you know, then you have other partners where it's like they have to get ready for sex. It's like the woman has to go into the bathroom and put her lingerie on, or the man's going in there to shave or whatever, and it's like that is a big production, even if it's only a 15-minute trip to put your sexy nighty on. And it loses the sensuality there for me. It's just losing.
Right.
It's like if you have to get ready to have sex with me, you're not really into the moment with me. You're into how you look. You know, you're into your image that you're going to present to me in this big, you know, production. And I've lost it. You've just lost me. I'm no longer wanting it. I just want to roll over and go to bed then. And so it's spontaneity is key, I think, for really having that connection because, you know, some like Scott and I say, you know, we have these great conversations and sometimes someone
right.
says something that just opens your mind up and you're like, oh my God, you know, I wanna get my hands all over this person. Where when you're with someone who doesn't really excite you out of the bedroom and then they're gonna have to go get ready for sex, you've lost the whole connection to me. You've lost the whole connection. So I would think that, you know, with tantric sex, just like anything else, it's you know, it's great if you talk about it and you say, well, let's try this. But it's not like, okay, tonight at 10 o'clock, let's meet in bed. I'll light candles, and we're going to try this position.
Yeah, right? That's funny. I like that. That's
mm-hmm.
funny. Yeah, I know. We're getting ready. We're getting ready to run out of time. We've got a couple of minutes here, but you're so right. I like unrehearsed and fun, and just spirituality and just keeping a higher idea in mind. You know, I want to help myself and my lover, but also help humanity. And you know, sending out great sexual energy like that with that kind of intense, cool. Just even if it call it whatever you want, tantric. But that's important too as well, I think. Okay, so this is fun. I enjoyed this conversation tonight. You know, we had a good time.
We're trying to help humanity, Tari. We're trying to help humanity here. You know, people who are listening or who download it later and listen, this is just all about losing your inhibitions a little bit and talking with your partner, being open and being flexible and not limiting yourself and, you know, being open to try to deepen your connection. And that's kind of what I took away from all the stuff that I read.
Yes, exactly. So nothing like that. That's a good point, though, too. So you and Scott, thank you for sharing about, you know, how close and connected as friends and lovers you guys are. We all want that kind of connection. You know, you and I had talked about this. I think we'll start this next week if you're cool with it. We've talked about taking 10 or 15 minutes at the end of the show to have questions come in. So let's do that next week, and we'll really promote it. Okay, so, yes, people can ask questions. So remember that show you did 3 weeks ago? No, refresh. Just kidding. So
I don't remember from yesterday.
Exactly. So we should do that next week. So the last 10 or 15 minutes, we'll take questions. And so you can hit us up on Instagram with Angel Coaches, or you can also, you know, BBS has our shows live broadcast or broadcast or podcast, so you can always download them. And wow, that's kind of cool. And then we have Tari Abbott, Angel Coach, Diane Bucci, and you know, you can on Facebook, and then you've got Dear Angel, so you can read our letters. We get some crazy, crazy fun letters, and we get some real serious ones too. So I think that's cool, don't you? You know, and I know you've got the LinkedIn. Yeah, you do the LinkedIn. How do people get in touch with you?
I do Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I don't use that very often, but I am on Twitter, and I've tried to start, you know, making more tweets. I'm not a good tweeter. I'm just not a good poster. You get caught up in your life, I don't sit and think, oh, I need to make a tweet today. I'm trying to get better. I'm just not a good habitual social media person, but trying to get better. Yeah. But I think that's great that, next week we'll start doing some calls. So if people have questions they want answered, for us to see from Tari, who sees angels, and Marcus may appear.
Can you believe that?
Daniel?
Yeah, I get a I get an angel like Marcus, not Betty or Harry. Anyway. That's so funny. Anyway, you know. But we have fun here, and so you can hit us up on Facebook or Instagram and follow us, because we put some really, really cool stuff out there. And it's been fun tonight. And you have a good night, Di. I will see you. I'll talk to you on this tomorrow or later on. And you guys take care. Good night, everybody.